Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Please do not have this day end because we are learning so much from these incredible heroes. We started off the show with Laura Bush, and we just had on the co-founder of Fitbit, but it keeps getting better. And by the way, thank you for the feedback we continue to have from having the CEO of the National Academy of Television Arts and Science. So make sure you go to eliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. It is the only place where entrepreneurs align. That's right, eliances.com. All right. Well, yes, that is the answer. So you must be wondering, what is the question? Well, we have with us Cameron Mitchell. He is the founder and CEO of Cameron Mitchell Restaurants, CMR, which has grown to over 40 locations. He has a premier events company, but you're going to know many of these restaurants, Ocean Prime, Ocean Club, and many others. You could reach him at CameronMitchell.com or, of course, on our website at Alliances.com. All right, Cameron, help me understand. You were once a high school dropout, a teenage runaway, and now a nationally renowned restaurant owner, and concepts in these places that you have are just flooded with people. How did the early life, your early life really help shape of how you are doing and what you are doing now to be so successful?
Well, I think, all my hardships I had early in my life taught me a lot about fortitude and perseverance, and those are two key words I use today as an entrepreneur and what it takes to be successful in business. And so I've been able to rely on that strength that I found early on in my life.
The business you are in is such a competitive industry, yet people flock to your restaurants. And I got to tell you, in Arizona, your place is just packed, and I mean, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it here. So how did you develop and come up with these type of concepts, and more importantly, keep people coming?
Well, I think it's a lot of what I talk about in our book, Yes is the Answer, What's the Question, about how we treat our people. And our company culture and philosophy is the associates come first. And I look at it as taking care of our people, and our people take care of our guests, and our guests take care of our company, a triangular relationship. So I've been blessed to be surrounded with 5,000 plus associates and a lot of great people over the years that have helped us, helped CMR as a company build and achieve the success we have today and build these restaurants that we have today.
That's incredible. So let me ask you, why do you and I need to sit down and have a chocolate shake? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, when I run out our company goals and philosophy and culture back before I opened one restaurant, I wanted to do that and then build a company based on that culture and values. And one of the final piece of our culture and value is yes is the answer, what's the question? And about 6 years into the business, I'm at a local restaurant with my two young sons, my wife and my in-laws. And I wanted to get a chocolate shake for my son, and the server said we couldn't do it. And I asked the manager, and she said we couldn't do it. So I ordered a chocolate milk, and then I ordered an order of a la mode to go to the desserts. And I said, if you whipped that up in a blender for me, it'd be great. But it's a simple, it just reminded me how simple it is just to say yes. Yes is the answer. What's the question? It requires a little bit of action. But I took that story and that anecdote that happened to me and made the milkshake the icon of hospitality in our company. And we make thousands and thousands of chocolate milkshakes every year. Every new associate that starts in our company for a four-hour orientation gets a chocolate milkshake made for them. We start every major meeting with a milkshake toast and on and on and on to reinforce our company culture throughout the entire system that yes is the answer.
And who doesn't love a chocolate shake? I mean, the mood that it puts you in. I mean, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I couldn't agree more.
You mentioned, too, how important it is for, you know, to train your employees. And one of the things you follow is the three A's. Share with us the secret of those three A's.
Well, you know, I mean, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We make mistakes. Sometimes we make mistakes with our guests. Sometimes we make mistakes with our people. And I tell everybody, as long as we follow the three A's, that generally speaking, 90-plus percent of the time, people will forgive us. And if you think about it, if you have a mistake happen to you in service, or you're late for the reservation, or they don't get your food right, or overcook your steak, whatever the case may be, you know, if someone at least acknowledges the mistake first and foremost, and then apologize for the mistake, heartfelt apology for the mistake, and then finally act, take some action for that mistake, you know. So whatever that action might be, but if you follow those three A's very simply, most people will forgive you.
I mean, just again, what you've created.
We've built customers for life, quite frankly, that way.
And again,
after we've made mistakes.
Yeah, because what you've created and what you've done is just absolutely phenomenal. And you're listening to me, David Kogan, host of the Alliances Hero Show. Make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. It is the only place where entrepreneurs align. And we have with us the CEO and founder, Cameron Mitchell of Cameron Mitchell Restaurants. That's right, Ocean Club, Ocean Prime, and so much more. Cameron, we're getting flooded with requests of people wanting to know, what's the secret to getting a reservation at one of your restaurants?
Oh, there's no secret. Just call. You can even come in. We'll take care of you. We rarely say no.
Now, you and I have something in common. You see, when I was 13 years old, I started off in the restaurant industry as a busboy. When you were 16 years old, now, you tell me what position you started off at in the restaurant industry.
I started as a dishwasher for $2.65 an hour almost 40 years ago.
Tell me what you learned from working in the industry, your first job as a dishwasher, to what you have now applied in your company.
Well, one of the things that is really quite interesting, and not everybody knows this, I think it was Super Bowl III. I can't remember. I was a dishwasher, and I didn't want to come into work that night. But they said, you have to. So I brought my TV, and I set it up on my Metro rack, and I watched the Super Bowl. And I think we maybe did 20 guests that night. My dishwasher never even got, you know, wet or dirty or anything. And I just stood there all night long. And so, therefore, you know, today our company has been closed since inception on Super Bowl Sunday evening, because there's just not that much business there. And I want, it's part of our culture and philosophy. I want people to be home with their friends and enjoying a good time, and we don't need to be open that day.
Now, Cameron, you opened
something up. I learned. Yeah.
You opened up your first restaurant at the age of 30. Tell me about the feeling of that. I mean, you'd been in the industry for so long, starting off at 16 years old. Now you've got this golden, you know, key where you've now opened up your very own place. What was the feeling like? Mm-hmm. And now what is the feeling like having so many other restaurants under your guidance?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it took me 14 months to open the first restaurant. I worked on a deal for about 6 months, and it fell through at the last minute. I had to start all over again. So it was a brutal experience, a difficult time. But when I made it and we opened that first night, it was incredibly rewarding. But I had the same, you know, I had that, you know, is it going to be successful? And I was worried, and how well will it do, and et cetera. But at least I got the doors open. So here I am 25 years later. We've really almost opened about 90-some restaurants. We've sold a few along the way, et cetera, and closed a few. But the I still get that, that same nervousness today, 25 years later, when we open a restaurant. You still just never, ever truly know how well it's going to do.
All right, we have a few questions that came in from some of our listeners, too, and I need to ask some of these. Let's see here. What are your top sellers, and what is the draw of your restaurants that keep people, again, I kind of asked that a little bit, but I guess more of what's the top sellers at your restaurants, the items?
Well, I mean, you know, you can never go wrong. I mean, filet is always number one. Sea bass is always right up there. You know, it's those proteins that are usually the top number one sellers, number two, three, four, et cetera. But, you know, how we've done is, you know, we're great people. We define ourselves as great people delivering genuine hospitality, and we deliver such incredible service to our guests that with a great ambiance and great food and good value, and that's what keeps our guests coming back.
And what kind of advice would you give now to children or people that are working within the restaurant business, but, you know, young, 16, 17 years old, a lot of people's first job is that. What should they be doing now to learn, like you have, of what they're doing to be able to be successful?
Well, I think first and foremost is a positive mental attitude. You know, even if it's that first job, but you don't understand how much you're learning, especially at such a young age. So positive mental attitude will get you anywhere in this world, I think.
Well, absolutely phenomenal. Well, Cameron, you're an author. That's right. Yes is the answer. What is the question? Make sure you get his book. You Believe in the Power of Excellent Experiences. That's right, and that's a hero. Cameron Mitchell. Make sure you go to CameronMitchell.com because him and I now, we're going to be headed to one of his restaurants. This is David Kogan with Eliances.